Well, Mr. Ace is trying to surprise Jane with a gift of a portrait of himself, for which he's been sitting night, telling Jane he's been going to the office. But the other night, Jane followed him in a taxi and got a lot of circumstantial evidence, which, if we didn't know the facts, would make things look mighty bad for Mr. Ace. This episode takes place the next morning in alternating scenes between the office of Jane's brother Johnny and Mr. Ace's office. But first to Jane and her brother.
Well, sit down, sis. Glad you dropped in. How are you?
Oh, so-and-so.
How's everything?
Oh, so-and-so.
How's Ace?
Oh, so... I don't know.
You don't know? What do you mean?
I don't know how he is. I never see him anymore.
You never see... What do you mean you never see him anymore?
Well, I just had to come to talk to you about it, Johnny. After all, you're my brother, my own flesh and bones. And my sister, if a sister can't come to her brother...
Of course you can, but what's up? What's the trouble?
I'm trying to tell you if you let me.
Well, get to it. What's this about not seeing Ace anymore and all that?
Well, to make a long story, it all started the first night after we got back home. We were just finishing dinner, and we had lemon chiffon pie for dessert. And I know how he likes lemon chiffon pie.
Oh, is that what the trouble is? Something about your cooking?
No.
Well, why bring up lemon chiffon pie? Why don't you get to the...
Well, please, Johnny, I'm trying to tell you.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I know how he likes lemon chiffon pie, and I should have known there was something wrong, because I started to give him a second helping, and he said no, he didn't have time. He had to go to the office. I should have known right then that something was wrong.
With the pie?
What pie?
Well, the lemon chiffon pie you were talking about.
No, this has nothing to do with pie.
But you said you should have known there was something wrong. I thought you meant with the pie.
Why, Johnny, you know how I bake lemon chiffon pies. You know there's nothing wrong with my pie.
I know, sis, but I thought you meant there was something wrong with the pie the way you said it.
Oh, you're changing the subject. This has nothing to do with pie.
Well, then why mention pie?
Oh, I'm sorry I did. If I thought you were going to keep harking on like this,
I'm sorry, sis.
I thought I could come here to have you help me.
Well, I will.
Do you think you can?
Sure, if you'll only get down to facts. Once I have the facts, it's as easy as pie.
Oh, there you go again. Will you please not talk about pie?
Oh, Jane, it's just an expression. Let's start the whole thing over again. What happened? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'm coming to it. Well, he went to the office. I didn't think any more about it, the pie or anything. Then the next night, he went to the office again. I still didn't think anything about it. You can see how dumb I was. Well, the third night, he started to go again, and before he went, Mrs. Benton came over.
Mrs. Benton? Who's that?
She's a friend of mine. And we sat there and talked after he went to the office. And she told me about a wife whose husband went to the office she knew every night.
Well, wait a minute. What's that again?
A wife whose husband went to the office she knew every night.
It's a little mixed up, but I think I get it. Some woman Mrs. Benton knew, and this woman's husband went to the office every night. Is that it?
Well, your way is a little harder, but that's it.
Yeah, well, go on, Jane.
Well, she told me this other woman called her husband up at the office, and he wasn't there. So I says, well, I don't have to call up my husband. I know he's there. And just to prove it, I called him up.
Yes, go on.
And he wasn't there.
Where was he?
I knew you'd ask me that, because that's what I was thinking. Where can he be? Well, I found out.
You found out where?
Well, last night. He said he had to go to the office again, and he went. Well, I followed him.
You followed him?
Yes, in a taxi.
Well, where'd he go?
Well, it was so dark, I didn't find out the address, but we waited outside, the taxi man and I. Well, we waited till over 10:30, and then he came out
Jane, don't tell me with a woman.
Yes, how'd you know? This is no time for whistling. I'm very unhappy about the whole thing.
Well, where'd they go after they left the woman's house?
That's just it. That taxi man. I had more trouble with him. He wouldn't follow him unless I paid him the $12. Well, I didn't have $12. And by the time I gave him $4.80 that I had, we couldn't find him, and he took me back home, and I borrowed the rest from Mars and paid him. I sure gave him my peace of mind, too. Imagine...
Well, this is serious business, Jane.
Well, I was going to pay him if he'd only...
No, I mean this business with your husband. How long has this been going on, this going out every night?
Just since we got back.
Oh, he never went out before?
No, it started the same night we got back from the trip.
Well, he's a fast worker.
That's what I always thought he was.
What? You always thought he was a fast worker?
Yes, that's why I couldn't understand why he had to go to work nights. He always used to work so fast he didn't have to go out.
No, Jane, I mean, well, as your brother, I can talk frankly to you. You've got a problem here. You haven't told him that you saw him, have you?
Oh, no. Marge said a wife should never let her husband know she's worried about where he was last night.
Oh, you've taken Marge into your confidence?
Beg pardon?
Marge knows all about this.
Oh, yeah. She was there when I called him up, and he wasn't there. And I said, well, I'm sure going to ask him when he gets home where he was. And she said, never ask your husband where he was last night. Marge, about things like that. So I never asked him a thing.
Well, Marge, this is a surprise. Come on in.
I was on my way to lunch, and I thought I'd spend 10 minutes of my allotted time with you.
Well, thanks. I was just going out to lunch myself. Come on, I'll buy.
No, thanks. I don't think you should be seen taking me to lunch.
Oh, come on. I'll buy... What do you mean by that?
Well, to cut a long story very short, things have been happening behind your back.
Oh, what has she done now?
Oh, it's not Jane this time. It's you.
Hey, what have I done?
Well, that's for you to answer. I'll be brief. Sit down.
Well, what is it? What are you trying to say?
Well, for a week now, you've been going out nights, working here at the office, you said.
Well, yes, business has been... Well, it piled up while I was away, and, well, I had to clean up a few things, that's all.
Were you too busy to answer the phone here?
What phone?
3 or 4 nights ago, Jane called you up here. No answer.
She called me up?
Yes. Remember the night Mrs. Benton came in just as you were leaving?
Yes.
Mrs. Benton is a lovely woman who loves to make trouble. She told Jane that when husband said they went to the office nights, they usually didn't. She worked on Jane so long that Jane called up here. You didn't answer.
Well,
wait a minute before you make up an answer to that one. Last night, she followed you in a cab.
Oh, darn.
Words to that effect. I don't mind telling you, she saw you coming out with a, shall we say, lady?
She saw me...
That laugh sounds phony to me.
No, it isn't phony, Marge. That was Mrs. Napier, the wife of this artist.
What artist?
The artist that's, oh, it's out now. I shouldn't have told you.
No, I don't think this is the sort of thing that's told.
Oh, but you don't understand. Now, listen, this is between you and me.
And Jane.
Oh, no, she's not the no. I sold this Napier man a home. Instead of taking a commission, I'm sitting for a portrait night. And I wanted it to be a surprise for Jane, and I still want it to be a surprise. That's all there is to it.
Maybe I better start over. Last night, Jane followed you in a cab and saw you come
out. That was Mrs. Napier, the wife of the man who's painting the portrait. Her sister became ill, and I was chauffeuring her over. That's all.
Her sister?
Yeah. You too busy, Bobby.
Oh,
the idea of Jane following me in a cab. You mean she sat out there in a cab all the time I was in there sitting for the...
She certainly did. And ran up a $12 cab bill doing it. And the driver refused to follow any further until he was paid, and she lost the trail.
$12? What is this?
Oh, I loaned her the money to pay it. And believe me, this explanation you just gave is worth it. I don't even want to be reimbursed.
Oh, yes, you're going to be paid. How much was it? The only thing I don't want you to do is to spill anything about this portrait. You know how she's been wanting something to go over that desk in the living room. Well, this is it.
I don't mind telling you. You had me worried. And Jane, too.
Well, I'm surprised she didn't say anything to
her. Oh, I wouldn't let her. She's just suffering in silence now. She wasn't going to say anything even if you went out tonight.
Well, I'm not going out tonight. I knew she was getting a little upset about my going out so much, so I got in a pair to let me skip a night. We made a lot of headway last night.
Oh, you're not going tonight?
No. Now, listen, Marge. Not a word about this. Please.
Oh, I won't. Only I hope you hurry it up before she does something drastic. You know how Jane is.
Well, I just don't know what to do now, Johnny.
Well, there are two ways of fighting this.
I don't want to fight.
Oh, just an expression. You've got a problem here, you know. How to hold on to your husband. Now, one way is to beat the other woman at her own game.
Beg pardon?
To make yourself the alluring type she is and beat her at her own game.
You mean like, why don't you call up and see me sometime?
No. Well, you can't do that anyhow because you don't know the type she is. But the other way is usually surefire.
What other way?
Well, you know, sis, the best way to counteract some poisons is with another poison.
You mean kill her?
Kill? No. Why do you keep jumping at conclusions?
But you said poison.
Well, it's just an expression.
Well, don't use so much expression. Just tell me in words of one cylinder.
In words? Yeah. Well, here's what I mean. Suppose somebody started calling you up and making a play for you.
Me?
Yes.
Who'd call me up? Why, I'm just a married woman. There's so many prettier women and men like to call up.
Yes, I understand all that, Jane, but...
Well, I don't know. I don't see why you should say that. A lot of fellas used to call me up.
But you were the one that said it.
Oh, yes. Well, you didn't have to say I was right.
Now, look, Jane, you don't actually have to have some real person calling you up. It could be me.
You're real.
But I could call you up while Ace is home, and we could talk like we were making a date or something.
Oh, I see.
Get it?
Uh-huh.
And that would start the old boy thinking that maybe he'd better stay close to the old fireside.
A furnace. We haven't got a fireside. That's very good, Johnny. I see what you mean.
And that's what I mean, fighting poison with poison. Give him something to think about. Now, in that way...
Oh, no, I can't do it.
Why not?
He goes out every night. He won't be there to hear me talking.
Oh, well, he doesn't go till after dinner, does he? Well, I can call you right after dinner.
Well, yes. He reads a paper for a few minutes in the living room after dinner. Then he goes in and gets dressed up.
Dressed up?
Yes, he's been dressing up in the same new tie every night. He dresses thick and fat.
Fat, too, huh? Well, we'll give him something to think about. Now, when we're through talking, he's bound to ask you who it was, and you just say it was an out-of-town friend of yours.
Out-of-town friend? Oh, yes. I used to know a boy who lived in Baltimore. He knows about him, too. I'll just say it's a Baltimorean friend.
Yes, a Baltimorean friend.
And so Jane has a little plan to hold on to Mr. Ace. Just how it works out, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.